The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
World champion, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens on three. One, two, three.
After three straight wins at home, the Ravens return to the road this week. Monday night showdown with the Lions in Detroit. Good evening and welcome to Ravens Report. I'm Jerry Sandusky. For the first time in more than a month, the Ravens don't have to worry about snow, rain, sleet, or any kind of weather. Climate controlled at Ford Field in Detroit, where Joe Flacco has prospered in his career. 15 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions when he plays indoors. Ravens won the Super Bowl on their last game indoors. But when you change the focus from meteorology to geography, you change the results, too. The Ravens are 1-5 on the road this year, and John Harbaugh knows his team is close. But this week, the focus changes from close to close. The Ravens have to close out this season on a win streak to guarantee a playoff spot. And while the coach knows his team is good enough to do it, he doesn't expect anything to come easily on Monday night.
Brad on three. 1, 2, 3. Brad.
This is our playoff game. Most important game of the season. Let's go. Let's go.
Most important game of the season. Y'all know what we're going through. 1, 2, 3. Whoa!
There's no question that we'll fight. I mean, there's no doubt that's proven this year, the year before that, the year before that. I mean, every year it's been that way. It would be great to be involved in a blowout when we're on the top side of the thing. I mean, that would be great. I really kind of hope for that and plan for that every week. And one of these days it's going to happen. But we know our team is going to respond when it's toughest.
Flacco again throws to the near side. Pitta has that one. Throws complete. Pitta has it. Diving catch. Dennis Pitta.
That's the great thing about guys that go through rehab. I mean, the people that know how hard these guys work. Anybody that's had an injury probably understands it to some extent. But these guys are full-time at rehab. There's a lot of pain involved. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of disappointment because they're separated from the team. They don't feel like they're part of the team. Then to see him come back and play again and see the joy on their face, and then to see like a Dennis Pitta situation. Jameel McClain's another guy. To see the way they, you know, perform and how fulfilling that is, and how, it's just exciting for everybody. I mean, to me as a coach, it's a really fulfilling thing. I mean, you really feel good for the guy.
Flacco throws complete. Ray Rice has it, 45, midfield, far sideline. Brilliant read by Joe Flacco. Flacco to throw, pumps once, on trouble. Slips his way out of one sack, eludes a second tackler. He's on the run. He's got a first down. He's inside the 5, shoulders his way down.
Joe's playing at a really high level, and he's had a number of game-winning drives, you know, throughout the course of his career. I mean, the combination of his success, how many games he's played in a row, how many tough, close games that he's been a part of, I mean, all those things speak to, you know, who he is as a football player. I'm proud of him, you know. I think he's a great player. You know, we've been in many battles together, you know, and the ups and the downs and all different things. I just love the way he responds to adversity, how he handles himself, and how he competes. Calvin Johnson is their premier guy. You know, he's their go-to guy, certainly. But again, just like last week, they build their offense around that guy. You know, obviously, Matt Stafford's a heck of a player. They've got running backs, obviously. They've got tight ends. They've got other receivers. They've got really weapons across the board on offense. Defensively, they've got a defensive front. Call themselves rush men. You know, enough said. You know, they've got a lot of confidence in their ability up front to make plays. So it's a talented group built around, you know, one of the greatest receivers of our time, and it's a huge challenge for us. Monday night still has the same flair that it always had for the players. Players love Monday night football. Coaches, you know, it's exciting and we want to do well, but we realize that the bind it's going to put us in on Tuesday morning. But still, it's great to be in Monday Night Football. It's a tradition in the National Football League. It's an American tradition. And I think Sunday night's the same way. I mean, when you go out there on Sunday night, you feel the same way because you know the whole league is watching and really every football fan is watching. So those two nights still are the premier spots and our guys know it and they'll be excited to play.
This is finals week for a lot of college students, and nobody faces a bigger exam right now than defensive coordinator Dean Pease in trying to put together a game plan to slow down a prolific Lions offense led by Calvin Johnson. A mega exam against Megatron. Coach Pease puts in a little class time with Larry Rosen.
And thank you, Jerry Sandusky. The most prolific scoring offense in the National Football League, not run by Peyton Manning. That's the challenge for Dean Pease and the Ravens defense. It is indeed a very skilled group you're seeing this week, right?
Yeah, they're second in the league in the NFL in yards, points, everything else to Denver. And they can put up big numbers. They got a tremendous amount of talent on offense, wide receivers, running back, quarterbacks outstanding, good tight end. Yeah, this is you know, since Denver game, probably the best offense that we've faced.
Well, Reggie Bush has been a huge addition for that team. If the calf is good to go, game time decision, et cetera, but they use him in so many different ways.
Well, he's not only, you know, a great running back. I mean, the guy will line up and empty out as a wide receiver. They're a very good screen team, so they're going to get him the ball. He's going to get his touches.
All right, let's take a look at how they do the things they like to do with Bush, particularly out of that shotgun set.
Well, this first one here, Larry, is really just what we call a drill play. That's what our offense calls it. It's really a power O play out of a one back. You see the back's offset here in a gun formation. They're going to pull the guard, and right now it's a power play. What makes it a power play is, as you see from the end zone copy here, is that they're going to double team right here at the point of attack. Tight end's going to block whoever's in front of him. They're going to kick out, and they get. And this one happens to bounce around the edge. Of course, that's Bush now on the edge, and so it's an easy about 12, 14-yard gain. Well, the good thing that they do, you know, you got to worry about 81. So if you put an extra guy in the box to stop the run, then you're singled on 81. If you try to play too deep, then they're going to run the ball and run that play because now you don't have an extra guy down in the box to defend that play. So here's what they do is they put Bush out here and empty and then motion him back in the backfield. But essentially, it's the exact same formation. They're going to make the play look exactly the same, pull the guard, double team, and now you look at the formation there. You got single coverage out here on 81. And there he gets a little bit of separation on the corner. Free safety misses the tackle.
Bye-bye.
And you're gone. And this is a game he had over 300 yards receiving in, and it's just, you know, they're using two great talents and using them in the right way.
They throw the ball 41 times a game, 14 times a game to 81, Calvin Johnson. It's an extraordinary amount of targets, and I know you know how to cover them, but they're still going to throw at him, right?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I've seen him throw it up there, and there's three guys draped all over him, and the guy comes up with the ball. So he's a great target. He's a great talent, and we got to do, you know, the best job that we can do of not letting him get down the field too much.
They have only given up 15 sacks, Coach, lowest in the league. You've had a couple of weeks with pressures but without sacks. At least you're on a good field. You got some good footing. Get after that quarterback.
We need to, absolutely.
That's Dean Pease for Game Plan Defense. When we return, Game Plan Offense, Coach Caldwell's coming up next. AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by M&T Bank, proud to be the official bank of your Baltimore Ravens. By MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens. And by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.